Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To Jeezy to even be on the same stage with Gucci?
Well, no, because there was a greater reason to have this, wasn't there, John? There was real beef between those guys, and what you got at the end was some peace.
Yes.
Finally, so a real extending of the olive branch is what had apparently happened. I wasn't one of the 1.8 million. I think it set records in terms of the views right then, in terms of having them on this live stream. I wasn't one of them, but I did hear at the end they buried the hatchet, man, which is good because, again, I would tell you that these crews have shot at each other before. I think I don't know which one shot at which one, but somebody got shot.
Yep.
Again, not one of these two guys, but somebody in their crew. And so to end any real beef, and I'm talking about real beef, remember like we were talking about with Dolph and Gotti at one point,
yep,
is the bigger thing here. So I think in the grand scheme of things, that was the great – whoever won doesn't matter, and we both agree Jeezy wins this hands down. More important that you increase the peace, and apparently they did that with this.
Maybe they had metal detectors to go into the facility.
Bro, but I'm saying that what about the people outside, though? That's what I'm saying. It ain't just when you're in there that things can go down. Remember Pac? He's in the elevator.
Yeah, I remember
it's
that.
It's when you leave. Yeah. It's when you get outside. They got somebody out there waiting on you.
Just let me ask you this. Does Gucci have a better bar than this? Jeezy the Snowman. I make it wintertime. Heard the streets hungry. Well, it's dinner time. Does Gucci have a better bar than that at all?
Maybe somewhere here or there. But, again, I'm more of a Jeezy guy than a Gucci guy, so I can't sit up here. I'm the wrong guy to defend Gucci here and tell you he's the greatest.
Gucci, again, I look at Gucci as totally
different. He got the ice cream cone on his face?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I always question that move.
So that's how I look at this
battle. It's hard to say. It's hard to – now, any tattoo on the face is hard, right, because you're getting it on your face.
Yeah.
And that takes another kind of dude. You got to be hard to do that. Mm-hmm. But when you get ice cream cone, I don't know how you sell that as hard. When it's an ice cream cone on your cheek.
Yeah.
There are people out here.
It's less hard.
I thought it
hurt his streak.
There are people out here that really think that Gucci killed Jeezy, which should not come as a surprise.
Again, that's why you're not seeing it.
Because there are people out here who still think the election's in doubt.
But that ain't the same group of people. Much different.
But I'm just saying,
I would agree with that.
It should not surprise you that people
that's America, to your point.
Have a problem with the results. Yes. You know, that's the bottom line. I mean, Jeezy, it's an insult. It's an insult. Gucci needs to stay in his lane. I mean,
according to my man Tashawn Morris told me, according to GQ, Gucci killed one of Jeezy's boys. They were trying to kidnap Gucci. All in the GQ article, and these dudes were together last night. That's why that's part of the reason. It wasn't just the music that you had the 1. Whatever million it was, because Brandy and Monica did a million, and that was about the music. People were tweeting last night how tense it was early on, because I'm telling you, this beef was real. Guys were getting shot, and to get them in the same room was quite the deal.
Wow.
And so again, to bury it and it be real, those guys to bury the hatchet. It's good for all of us, especially good for Atlanta.
Mm. Yeah, so Jeezy played Put On, and Gucci responded with a song that he did with 3-6 Mafia that I've never heard of, 745. Have you heard that song?
I'm trying to think of what 745
I have
is.
Never heard that.
Probably, because we're Memphis, we probably have heard it, but I don't remember it being – it certainly wasn't some big hit that I remember. You can't put that up next to Put On.
No. You really – I mean, there's nothing –
I mean, that's an L for the whole verses, as far as I'm concerned, the whole
exactly
battle.
Right. I mean, because that's the
that
one
says
where
– everything you need to know.
You really got to know when Gucci is going – when Jeezy is going to deploy that, because you got to have your best stuff right there ready. Uh-huh. Like, and for Jeezy – for Gucci, would that be Lemonade? Is it Lemonade? Lemonade, I think, was the most commercially successful song he did.
It's one of his biggest hits.
You know? this was probably.
I mean, this is an ant. Every come on, what basketball player doing an introduction didn't come out to this back then?
I mean, and
this was everywhere,
and it still has oxygen today because sports teams use it.
Still, yes,
sports
still
teams do not use anything Gucci. I mean, not that that's the end all be all, but I mean, Gucci just has.
I
no
mean, even you
power.
Heard this song, right, Brad?
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you know it was Jeezy?
They got into that Carson household.
Would you know it was Jeezy if you heard it?
I wouldn't
know who sings it.
Yeah, but you know you've heard it
oh,
all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You hear it at Grizzlies games in a warm-up in the hype line every time you go.
Exactly.
Yeah, so at the end of the
mainstream.
Day.
Mainstream.
Yeah. At the end of the day, and this is not a commentary on who's mainstream, who's not, Jeezy has longevity. Gucci just kind of is making music, you know?
By the way, my son knows who all these dudes are. Like, I don't. He does.
He knows who Gucci is?
Oh, hell yeah.
Wow.
No, Jake, he knows exactly who this is. Like, he's got, like, half of the songs that are, anytime you hear a song that you think I wouldn't know that I play on your show, I go to Amazon Music and I go to the Jake playlist.
Okay.
Because, you know, kids, they're plugged into this stuff.
Well, be careful, man.
My man Bear by Nature saying Gucci killed him. I mean, it's controversial. I don't think so. I think you're in the minority there, Bear by Nature. I really do.
I don't think so.
I put clean in front of it, of course, because you got to go clean in this YouTube thing in order to get it on the radio.
So the Versus was last night.
So do we know if he was not involved then, is what you're saying, Jace? I don't know the beef.
Oh, he was involved. We're talking about the pow-pow?
Yeah, the pow-pow.
I mean, as far as I know, again, the street said so, been in GQ publicly that this is. But again, they buried it. So no more shit.
That's good they moved on from the beef.
That was a bigger part of this than even the music.
Can we get can we get like a Young Dolph Yo Gotti?
Remember, and where was versus? That? Charlotte, where like a bulletproof truck got shot up? Remember that?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, these beefs get real, and you can have. You know, you can have bystanders, all that. This stuff you don't need. I'm telling you, this we mess around about verses, and we've done the musical matchups, but this one was bigger than just the music. Seriously, this one might have saved a life or two. I'm telling
That's
you,
good.
Quite frankly, or Let's innocent just, bystanders.
What was the slogan? What did you say it was? Increase the peace.
Yes,
increase the peace. Yeah. Oh.
So can we get Penny and Rick Barnes in a? Or is that an old reference?
I think Penny would show up.
Is that an old reference? Am I outdated here? Penny versus Rick Barnes?
No, I think it's good to get them, and maybe out of that you'll get the series continued at some point. I just don't think Barnes will come to that meeting. And Penny will be there waiting on him.
No, you're right. They will reschedule. It'll be canceled and rescheduled for next year. But anyway, congratulations to Jeezy on yet another win. Yet another win.
Yeah, there haven't been many of late, so you got to keep.
Steady Mobbin was a good one for Gucci. I'll say that. Steady, you know, the one he did with Wayne.
Yes.
We be steady mobbing. Oh, Kimo Sai, baby. Ballin' is my hobby. But I think about that one more as a Lil Wayne song than I do a Gucci song.
Right.
Though Gucci was on it. I mean, Gucci is a good feature when it's his own song. It's just like, yeah, I mean, I see what you're doing. You're getting the club, you know, hype. I understand. But, it, you know.
The king is Drake.
In terms of hits?
Mm-hmm.
Well, nobody's going to do a verse with Drake.
Well, he has literally the Midas touch right now. And if he's on your song or he's doing it, it doesn't matter. He's the king.
The only person who can come close to Drake.
He's now the king. Some people hate on Drake for a long time, but I mean, he's been around a long time now. You got to give him his
props. Oh, no question.
He's just a hits maker.
He's on Lil Wayne's first dedication mixtape. Now, nobody was touching Wayne at the height of his powers in the mixtape era. In like 06, 07, 08, nobody was touching Wayne. I think he had too much like lean, and now he's hard to understand.
Yeah, he declined a little bit.
But the only person who could come close to Drake in a versus would probably be J. Cole, I would say. You know, J. Cole's got like those. You know, he's super intellectual, like the librarian flow. Like,
yeah, but it sometimes gets him into trouble, too, because sometimes he thinks too deeply.
I'm just kidding. J. Cole has no hits whatsoever.
Okay.
He would be absolutely destroyed.
Oh, that's what was my thinking.
J. Cole couldn't do verses against me.
Dunk on you and then beat you in a rap battle. You said the right thing. He's not Drake. He doesn't come close. But don't act like he's on your level at all.
What's J. Cole's biggest hit?
He's clearly way above you.
We've done
this before. What I told you about the dreams one. I like the one about the dreams.
You don't even know the name of it. That's how big it is.
He just did what? Middle Brother.
Middle Brother.
Yeah, wasn't that one of his most recent?
I think that's Middle Child.
Middle
man.
Child, fool.
Middle Child, Middle Brother,
it's not
Middle
up,
Sister,
it's
Middle
It's not up to me as 44-year-old dad to remember all J. Cole's songs, but you know what the hell I'm talking about, don't you?
I don't
know. You know
really.
Which songs?
No, but that's a
Middle Child, Middle Brother, fool. You know exactly what I'm getting at.
You don't even know what that man over there rapping about.
Because I'm 44, fool.
No, you like J. Cole.
I've moved on.
Oh.
I'm watching the debates. I'm watching the election. I'm saying, what the hell? What the hell are we doing here?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not listening to
J. Cole,
the latest from
honestly,
J. Cole.
Honestly, could be a moderator.
Me.
he's probably better suited to be a moderator than an artist.
How old is J. Cole now?
He ain't that old.
That's what I'm telling you. I've aged out.
Well, look, all I'm saying is that J. Cole ain't got no hits. He ain't never going to be on no verses.
Man, get out of here with that. I'm not going to let you do that. Man, worth $60 million because he got
it ain't
one.
All about money.
Because he's had hits.
Because if it was all about money, then it wouldn't be a question on Michael Jackson. It wouldn't be a question on Adam Sandler versus who was the verses we did? Adam Sandler versus Will Smith. Wouldn't be a question there either.
Because he crushes Adam Sandler. It wasn't that one. It was somebody closer to Adam's level. Will Smith way above him.
Who did you say Adam Sandler was worse than? Was it? It was Adam Sandler versus Will Smith. I'm almost positive that's who we were talking about. But anyway, that's a good versus.
Whatever it was, I was right.
J. Cole got no hits. That's just the bottom line. We will come back. Matt Moore's going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the NBA, get his thoughts on what the Grizzlies did in the draft, Gordon Hayward, James Harden's destination, all that more with Matt Moore. He'll join us at 1:25. Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN.
Memphis in the Mid-South, number one place for sports and the home of the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 p.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, live on the radio.com app.
All 36-month leases, 31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, 650 acquisition fee, Forte, LE 242-174, MSRP 20,505, Sol, M77-55-682, MSRP 20,315, K5, MG00-3199, MSRP 25725, K900, MSRP 65610, L602-6907, L602-2120, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit offer valid through 11-30-2020, dealer stock only, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer for details.
It's time for the Kia holiday sales event and time to command the season in your new ride from Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah. 2020 Kia Forte just $133 a month lease. 2021 Kia Soul, only $148 a month lease. Plus 2021 Kia K5, only $189 a month lease. And they're all 36 months, $31.49 due at signing. And don't miss the 2020 Kia K900. We got it at $10,000 off MSRP. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Moriah.
There's a lot to be thankful for this holiday season, like free pickup at Kroger on all your fresh favorites. We're talking juicy turkey, grandma's famous casserole, crunchy celery, the greenest of green beans, cherry pie, pudding pie, every single kind of pie, and a swig of apple cider before you go for seconds. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Celebrate Thanksgiving with a Kroger brand frozen turkey. They're tender and juicy and just 77 cents a pound. Limit one with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Mitchell's Breakfast Burritos is the newest breakfast spot in West Memphis. It's delicious. They're located at 106 Thompson Avenue in West Memphis, just off Broadway.
And they're serving gourmet breakfast burritos, delicious wraps, sandwiches, robust salads. I'm telling you, food to die for.
Yep, all you gotta do is give them a call, 870-629-5005 to place an order, or you can walk in or order on DoorDash.
And like their social media pages as well on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Visit Mitchell'sEateries.com.
Week 10 of football's in the books. Week 11's already underway. Great game last night. They paid the kid last night. That's what we do. No better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook. They're America's top-rated sportsbook app. So to add to the excitement of this week, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried yet, head on over to the App Store now. You don't want to miss this. They're giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when you sign up using promo code WMFS. They have endless ways for you to bet, live betting, prop stuff, all of that is there and available on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. All you have to do is use promo code WMFS when you sign up and you get up to $1,000. That's code WMFS to get a deposit bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and they want help, call or text Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. The leaves are changing colors and the holidays are coming, which means it's time to get your discounted fall furnace tune-up for only $60. This tune-up includes a full 20-point maintenance inspection of your heater's safeties, a free heat exchanger camera inspection, and a carbon monoxide test. The fall is also a great time to get your air ducts cleaned for cleaner air and purify it with our ABCO air purifier, which helps kill viruses, germs, mold spores, and odors that may be circulating through your home's air. Go to our website at choateshvac.com to redeem a $50 off air duct cleaning coupon and call us today at 347-8086 That's 347-8086 to schedule your $60 fall furnace tune-up. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
There's a lot to be thankful for this holiday season, like free pickup at Kroger on all your fresh favorites. We're talking juicy turkey, grandma's famous casserole, crunchy celery, the greenest of green beans, cherry pie, pudding pie, every single kind of pie, and a swig of apple cider before you go for seconds. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Save on a sweet treat for your Thanksgiving celebrations. Right now, California Adorbs Mandarin are $2.97 in the 3-pound bag with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Drive my Lambo like a Chevy.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
10 toes, stay down. Yeah. Real hustle. Yeah. Cut a couple.
The Live Love Memphis Group of Remax Expert, they're 10 toes down. They're going to help you. They're committed to helping you get top dollar for your home. That's what they do. The market's right. Time is right to list your home if you are thinking about it, because inventory is low, which means you can't get top dollar for your home if you have a team that's going to work for you, that knows what they're doing. And that is the case at the Live Love Memphis Group. They know the market better than anybody. All you have to do to get involved, email them, info@livelovememphis.com.
Or you can call them up, 901-410-8818. Doesn't matter where you are, Tennessee, Mississippi, they're licensed there in Mississippi as well. Live Love Memphis Group can take care of you like they did to me 2 years ago, like they did for Jane recently. She had two houses in Oakland. Listen up, another agent, the wrong agent, let her know the most she could get for both of those homes was $215,000. It was going to take about 2 months or so to get them ready to go on the market, right? Not much of a sense of urgency at all. Jane asked Jennifer Carstensen, the captain of the Live Love Memphis team, what should I do? She said, put $8,000 into each house. We're going to get you the most money possible. They listed both homes for $245,000. See, not $215,000. Did that 2 weeks later. See, not 2 months later. Both houses sold multiple offers for over list price. That's the way it works when you work with the Live Love Memphis Group at Remax Experts. So why not call them up? Again, 901-410-8818. Everyone we've sent over there, it's been nothing but a good experience. Will be a good experience for you, like it was for me, like it was for Jane Contar and so many others. It's the Live Love Memphis Group at Remax Experts. They are at livelovememphis.com.
Big NFL slate this weekend. Before we get to Matt Moore, I want to go through some of the most important games here. Starting with, of course, Jason, the Tennessee Titans at the Baltimore Ravens. 2-6-3 teams here.
Big game.
The Ravens are favored by 5. BetQL, which of course sponsors our phone line, and I do consult it, and they helped me with the Seattle pick last night because they did have the Seattle Seahawks to cover the spread, which they did last night. They've got the Ravens favored by 5, and it's a 5-star lock of the week for BetQL. So that is something to consider. Lamar Jackson is completing just 38.8% of his passes thrown 15-plus yards downfield this season. That is 26th out of 33 qualified quarterbacks in the NFL.
Feels like a regression.
Yes. Last weekend against the Patriots, Jackson was 1-for-6 on those throws. When quarterback Ryan Tannehill starts regular season games for Tennessee, though, overs are 16-3, including 7-2 this season, which means could be a lot of points scored in this matchup. Taysom Hill going to make his first start.
How about this?
For the New Orleans Saints. Jameis Winston, it sounds like they have just totally
happened? He was decent last week.
And he's been exiled.
Filling in for Breeze. Something must have happened. He said he won't even be a part of any package they have this week. And then Taysom Hill's automatically the starter.
Yeah, he's been exiled. How about this? You would not think this. The Falcons are 3-1 under Raheem Morris after they started 0-5.
Dude, I told you last, they're rallying. It's just no one pays attention because the Falcons suck.
Not only this, they have the third-best offensive efficiency in the NFL since Week 6 behind just the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
They're not just an easy win right now. They're playing hard. They're doing it for Raheem Morris.
Yep, you're exactly right. So that's going to be one worth watching just to see, you know, what Taysom Hill can do. He's only thrown 18 career NFL passes. And
so look like Tebow out there.
You think so?
Yeah, man, I've never believed that he's like the future there in terms of that he's really correct. What is he, 30, 31? They're acting like he can come in and be a hot, prolific like Drew Brees. I've never believed it.
You're adopted.
He's a fantastic athlete, clearly is that. I just don't believe he's some prolific passer.
No, I agree with you. I think
we'll see when he's got to throw it 25, 30 times.
I feel like every time he comes in the game, they just gain 2 yards. Now, I know that's not true, But it just feels like every time they do that.
Well, usually more than that.
They just get like 2 yards, and they run it up the middle every time. Your adopted NFL AFC team, the Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins.
At
yeah,
the Broncos.
Buddy.
Miami favored by
I'm
three
glad
here.
You're on this.
Tua Tagovailoa is seeking to become just the fifth AFC quarterback to win his first four career starts over the past 30 years. Okay? You want to know what company he's potentially joining?
Please tell me. I think
Drew Brees in 2002.
All right.
Big Ben in 2004.
Okay.
Trevor Siemian in 2016, and Patrick Mahomes in 2017, 2018.
Wow.
Trevor Siemian somehow made his way onto this list. We will never understand how. But that's what's on the line here for Tua Tagovailoa. He's also got 5 touchdowns and 0 interceptions through 3 starts, joining Carson Wentz as the only rookie QBs to win their first 3 starts and throw 0 picks in those starts since the Super Bowl era. No rookie quarterback has achieved that feat over his first 4 starts during that span. So potential history on the line here for Tua Tagovailoa against the Denver Broncos this weekend. This is a trap game to me. Indianapolis hosting the Green Bay Packers.
That's a Dolphins win, by the way. Go ahead.
Yes, I think it is. The Colts are up to -2.5, which is like Aaron Rodgers getting 2.5 against a Colts team that is good, but not convincingly good. It feels like a trap, which I honestly believe means the Colts are going to run away with this thing. Aaron Rodgers leads the NFL with a QBR of 84.8, has 3 games with 300-plus passing yards and 4-plus passing TDs. He's tied with Patty Mahomes for the most such games. And he's 4-0 and is averaging almost 300 passing yards with 9 touchdowns in his past 4 games at indoor stadiums going back to last year. So there's a few things sort of clashing here. I mean, the line scares me. I would stay away from it if I were betting it. But that's going to have implications for the Titans.
I'm telling you why it's that way. It's because if you are the number one defense in the league or right there at the top, and I think Colts from a total defensive point, last time I looked, they were number one. You get pressure on Aaron Rodgers and that offense, it can look a lot different for them. Remember that Tampa Bay game and what that Tampa Bay defense did to him, 38-10 in that one. You can make them look bad if you were physical with that Green Bay offense. Indianapolis is capable of that.
For some reason, we are in a very cruel and unusual form of punishment. The Raiders are going to be on national television on Sunday night against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, I mean, it usually be, I'd say, disgusting, but Patrick Mahomes is playing.
I already know that y'all going to start tweeting me and stuff.
Oh, you already know that's coming. I hope the whole city of Memphis
gives it to you. Inside the Roomba.
But we got a dub against the Chiefs, so I don't. Y'all can't tell me nothing.
And it's payback time, and just like, was it, Jason Locken Ford told you, they're going to hang 40 on you.
Yeah. How about this? Raiders quarterback Derek Carr has a 94 QBR against the Blitz this season. That is second only to the quarterback on the other side of the field, Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs have blitzed on 34% of dropbacks this year. That's 7th highest in the NFL. That will give us a chance. Based on the numbers, I don't think we will win.
You won't win because you're a bottom half defense.
We will compete, however. And when you already have a win over the Chiefs, that's really all you can ask for. So
better hope Carr doesn't make any mistakes. Keep not making mistakes, Derek. That's the only way you can win.
And then on Monday night, you've got a very good game in the NFC, a 6-3 Rams team on the road at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Bucks favored by 3.5. Mike Evans has linked up with Tom Brady for 7 red zone touchdown catches this season. That is second among quarterback receiver duos in the NFL. Only 2, Kirk Cousins and his man, Adam Thielen. Now, you think Mike Evans is having a bad year, and he probably, from a yardage perspective, he is. But he's catching his touchdowns. He's catching his scores. You have any feeling about this game?
The key here is which Bucs defense shows up. Is it the one that got smoked by the Saints, or is it the one that typically looks like one of the better defenses in the league has a tendency to show up? Because if that defense shows up, they'll win.
Yep.
Because much like with Green Bay, if you are physical with that Rams offense, right, they want to run a lot of jet sweep and stuff. If you're getting in the backfield on them and making Goff beat you with his arm, like throw for 300, that's how you beat them. The Rams can look bad offensively against physical defenses. So if it's the right Bucs defense that shows up, they'll win.
Yep.
Bucs win.
Tom Brady is 8-1-1 against the spread in his career on Monday Night Football.
Oh, wow.
As a favorite of 7 points or fewer.
8-1-1.
I like the Bucs in this game. I think they're going to run off a little
bit. Every time people start getting on that Rams bandwagon, they're looking like they're coming together. Oh, they're looking like they're going to win the West.
It's
that's when they let you down. And, again, it all comes down to how good Tampa Bay is going to be on defense. Just be physical with the Rams. Usually you punk them out.
I think Jared Goff's going to have a long night. I think he's going to have a long night. I think he kind of regresses a little bit. So that
Tampa can't really afford to have too many more bad defensive performances because you've lost to the Saints. The division's out.
Yep, you got to start winning some games here.
So do your part.
I like Tampa Bay in this game. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm ignoring the signs here. Mm-mm. I just think
it's
mask off time for the Los Angeles Rams. So that's the slate this weekend in the NFL. It's going to be a good one as usual. All right, we'll come back. Matt Moore is going to join us. We'll talk NBA with him, what the Grizzlies did in the draft, what the future might hold for James Harden. Lots to get to with Matt Moore from the Action Network. We will do that when we return. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
Good news. Southland Casino is now back open. That's right. The most spacious casino floor in the Mid-South is ready to welcome you back to the action with live blackjack, roulette, craps, and all your favorite slots. The action kicks off every day at 9 a.m. and rolls all the way till 5 o'clock the next morning. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and make the short drive to Southland. We're ready for you. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
Hello, this is Trey Norcross of Volvo of Memphis. If you're looking for affordable luxury, legendary safety, and a family-owned and operated dealership, come to Volvo of Memphis. If you're looking for a dealership that treats you like an honored guest in their home, come to Volvo of Memphis. At Volvo of Memphis, it's our goal to build lasting relationships one satisfied customer at a time. Volvo of Memphis, the difference you deserve. And remember, drive safe, drive a Volvo, and go Vols.
Visit Volvo of Memphis at 7910 Trinity Road or online at volvoofmemphis.com.
So you're watching the game, you see another ad for FanDuel Sportsbook, and you think to yourself, is that legal here in Tennessee? You bet it is. FanDuel Sportsbook is now legal in Tennessee, and you can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 back if you don't win. Seriously, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit, so you can take another shot at the end zone on the house. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, generous risk-free bets are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlays, where you can buy multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they get your winnings in as little as 24 hours. Easy to use, easy to register, easy to deposit your money. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and be sure to sign up with promo code Bennett so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Bennett. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin. With all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Matt Moore covers the NBA, writes about the NBA for the Action Network. He's on Twitter at HP Basketball, and he joins us now. Matt, what's happening, man? Appreciate the time, as always.
Hey, how are y'all?
Everything in Memphis is pretty good,
appreciate you
actually.
Joining us.
The consensus in Memphis is like, hey, we kind of like what we did with Desmond Bane and Xavier Tillman and Killian Tilly on the two-way. What did you make of those moves on draft night?
That was solid. You know, they filled out the roster. Obviously, the core is already in place. Free agency, I think, is a more interesting set of questions for Memphis in terms of what moves will be made. But, you know, Tillman, I'm just very high on Spartans. Like, I'm just very high on all those dudes. They come out, they have high basketball IQ. They know what they're doing. Guys that are NBA ready to play defense from day one are extremely valuable, and he's NBA ready to play defense from day one. Like, that being an asset, I think, is a big plus. Good passer. Even if it's just like a spot role player, I think, especially for the selection they got him at, I think they got good value. Bane, like, shooting is a premium in this league. Has been, will continue to be. They added size with Tillman and shooting with Bane. I don't think you can ask for much more than that with where they were at in the draft.
I liked too, Matt, and maybe I should have known beforehand, but I was curious if they would, that they didn't use any of those big assets, the bigger assets, the first round picks to do their business with, right? Didn't rush anything for right now. What about that part of it? Did you assume that those were pretty much hands off, that Golden State, the Utah they've got? Did you assume that going in that they wouldn't use any of those to move around?
Yeah, I don't think you move around in this draft. I really don't think this is the draft to be taking shots in. I think this is one to be like, you can get a not just because of the quality of the draft, but also if you look at just the flat nature of the tiers, there are so many guys that fit into these things. And there were some reaches, for sure. I think that increased the ability to get good value. I don't think you needed to move up to get an impact player. Again, like, your structure is pretty set. Like, Ja Morant is your franchise, along with Jaren Jackson. That's where you're at. You've got other pieces around him. You continue to build, and right. you kind of go from there. I think that you save those picks if you want to make other deals down the road for major upgrades.
What do you think about the James Wiseman selection? Obviously, we know James Wiseman here very well in Memphis from his time at East High School and then the University of Memphis for a brief time. What do you think of him at number two, and what do you think the Warriors' sort of logic behind that was?
They've been high on him the whole way. That was a guy that they had targeted since they knew they were going to be a top five draft pick. They were hopeful to land in a spot to get him. They've been very transparent about that. They had shopped the pick pretty aggressively up until the pick. If they were going to keep the pick, it was going to be Wiseman. I think it's a good fit in terms of his overall versatility. The coaching staff will coach him up. It's going to be a steep learning curve, just because the Warriors don't run a basic offense. It's not just like, hey, set a screen and roll to the rim. Like, he's going to have to learn a lot of complex mechanisms, but he's very skilled and talented. And if he commits himself, he's going to have a great team around him to set him up to succeed.
I want to go out to the Grizzlies really quick, because we got that injury news that Winslow and Jaren Jackson, who I think that Jaren seemed like the lead. If there was a surprise in it, it was more Winslow to me than Jaren, because, again, at one point back in August when he had the surgery, you thought at that time season's going to start sometime between January and March. Well, that's been moved up, so no need to rush it on him. But with Winslow, did it your antennas up at all on that one, the fact that he didn't have the surgery, that we're still here? Now, in fairness to him, it sounds like he's close, but is this going to continue to be a problem, you think, Matt, this chronic injury stuff with him?
I mean, you have to be concerned. I just think if you look back at Miami –
yep.
Him to have so many seasons where he didn't play a complete year, where it's just been, and that he would almost come back. And the other thing to look out for is that he would often have situations where he was expected back sooner and then would come back later. The other thing I would say is just to be perfectly honest, you don't, anytime Miami gives up on a guy with that much talent, I think you have to be a little bit like, ooh. And now, I think it was a good return on value for what Memphis gave up,
right,
and was definitely worth a shot. And if he gets, and there are guys, if you remember, Bradley Beal, completely injury prone the first 4 years of his career, never got healthy. Bradley Beal was never healthy, and now he consistently can play, mm-hmm. 70 plus games a season, and he's an All NBA player. So, like, there's ways to get around this problem, but I think you have to be a little bit concerned with the repetitive nature of it and the fact that he never seems to really snap back from an injury.
Well, of course, talking to Matt Moore, covers the NBA for the Action Network on Twitter at HP Basketball. Obviously, just devastating news there with Klay Thompson and the Achilles. He's going to play over – it's going to be over 2 years in between games for Klay Thompson. That's certainly brutal. What does it mean for the Warriors? Obviously, if he comes back and he's healthy enough, then they'll be fine when he comes back. But in the meantime – what were they before, and what does this make them now?
I think they were a title contender before. I think now they probably drop to a pesky, dangerous team that probably can't win the title. And that's like the gap there. It's like Klay Thompson is a level of player that decides whether you can win the title or not. The addition of Kelly Oubre, I thought, was genius.
Me too.
Like, that's a really smart move. He's just developed a lot. Like, a lot of it with Golden State is that they fell off defensively because they were playing so many young dudes. Kelly Oubre is one of, like, seven players I've ever heard of who told his trainer, I want to work on defense in the offseason. He did that years ago, and it turned into a really plus defender. He can get hot and have hot scoring nights. He runs the wing. He'll play well in their Havoc system. He's a great pickup for them, but not Klay Thompson. Nobody's Klay Thompson. Wow. So they're still really good. The big question for me is, what are they going to do to address the front court? Because Wiseman obviously can help, but you still need more bodies if you're going to be able to compete with not only the Lakers, but also the Denver Nuggets. Like, you got to have an answer for Nikola Jokic and the kind of size that they bring. So they still have things, I think, to figure out, but I figure they'll continue to be aggressive in free agency with whatever moves they have to make. And I don't think they're done shaping the team yet. They're not just going to concede after Klay's injury.
Were you a Patrick Williams fan, Matt? I'm a Bulls fan, and I didn't get it. Do you?
I'm not, like, super high on him. I was like, yeah, it's a standard NBA wing. I'm not crazy about most of the guys in this draft. There's a couple that stand out to me. Mm-hmm. What was interesting was I will tell you this, Patrick Williams was a guy that a lot of smart organizations targeted. The San Antonio Spurs really wanted Patrick Williams. The Detroit Pistons, who are a rebuilding club, but Troy Weaver comes out of Oklahoma City, another Spurs-adjacent organization with good drafting record. They really wanted Patrick Williams. That's one of the reasons the Bulls had to take him that high, was there were teams scrambling to try and move up to get him. He was a very hot commodity that night.
It seems like, in terms of just this next season, Matt, that the Houston Rockets, and they've said this, or maybe it's been implied, you know, on background, that they're comfortable being uncomfortable, and that means not necessarily trading James Harden. And it sounds like there are still opportunities there for Russell Westbrook. But is that the right move? Is it the right move to go into this season with James Harden still on your roster if you're Houston?
It's the right move to say it. It's the right move to leak it. It's the right move to project that when you're trying to build a market, when the sharks are circling, you try and make yourself look as big as bad as possible. But look, you got two players that have made it known they want out. There's no coming back. There's no coming back. Like, we can look at the whole history of the NBA. The only exception to this rule is Kobe Bryant. That's the only player we can look back and say that he indicated and demanded a trade, and they didn't go through with it, and he wound up sticking around. Everybody else, they get dealt. This is the player empowerment era. And when you have – it's not just about the relationship of that player. It's about, what does that say to your future star players? Can they trust you as an organization if you won't move them when they're unhappy and do those kind of, and look out for their best interest? It's what happens with the agents and the agent's agency and those kind of repercussions. There's all of these things that tie into it, which is why I expect James Harden and Westbrook to be on different teams at least by the trade deadline.
How high up the Western Conference totem pole do the Phoenix Suns go with Chris Paul, Matt, in your eyes?
The way I've kind of thought about it is, if you look at last year's Western Conference, OKC probably drops out, although Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Al Horford's a pretty good core. Let's say that they drop out. Let's say Houston goes ahead and, you know, gives up the ghost and they drop out.
Yep.
I think Portland moves into Houston's spot, and then the Suns probably slide into into the 8 seed where Portland was last year, and the Mavericks get better.
And
so that's kind of what I see.
And
is
Golden State somewhere in between there with that Oubre and the addition?
Yeah, I think Golden State's going to be in that mix as well.
Okay.
They're going to be in that conversation as well. Look, there's going to be a team. There's always a team that surprises us in the midst of the playoffs. That's just how it goes. There's always a team. It could be Golden State. It could be, although we kind of expect that a little bit, I think now with Klay Thompson, there's a lot of skepticism towards them. I still think they have the best shooter in the history of the NBA and a great coach, and that's a good start. But I think that, look, the West is going to be brutal. The West is always, always brutal. And it's going to be interesting to see who is able to take advantage of it and who falls by the wayside.
Do you like LaMelo in Charlotte, Matt?
I don't think it's bad. They've been looking for major upgrades. Like, they've been looking to shake things up. There's a lot of conversations about trade options for them. Like, they're a potential Westbrook suitor if the price gets right. Yeah, I think, look, it's good to give him an opportunity where he's going to have the ball a lot. But I kind of liked what they had going with Devontae Graham and P.J. Washington. Thought that they could add some pieces and let those guys develop. Now you kind of have to re-trigger around LaMelo. If they use him more as a combo guard next to Trevion Graham, or Devontae Graham rather, then I think that they've got it could be good. I'm just real skeptical of LaMelo in general, despite all the background info I've been told is great. He's going to be a great player. He's going to be a great teammate. There's no concerns, but I just have some skepticism based off of the whole track record and history and his decision making.
Are the Bucks the one, or does that depend on the Bogdanovich deal? I mean, I think we all love Drew Holiday joining them, or do we have to wait and see what happens with Brooklyn? If you're looking at the East, who's the favorite right now today?
Milwaukee's going to be back in the number one seed. We just don't know if they're going to win the East or not. They're good enough to win the title right now. They just don't do the things that they need to do, and they always seem to find themselves in a bad matchup. Like, they are going to be the number – I mean, imagine. That defense has been number one the last two seasons.
That's
true. And they just added Drew Holiday.
Yeah.
They'll probably add some veteran pieces, but, again, a lot of this is just going to – even without Bogdanovich, this is going to come down to, you know, in the playoffs, will Mike Budenholzer make the adjustments that he needs to? Will they have the versatility on defense? And can they have just a shooter, literally any shooter, get red hot for the series they need him to get hot in? If that happens, the Bucks can not only win the East, they can win the NBA title.
Yeah. Matt, man, great stuff as always. Appreciate the time.
Have a great
man.
Weekend, brother.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Yep, he is Matt Moore, covers NBA for the Action network. And listen, it's time, man. It's time. It's time for Milwaukee. Just is. I mean, they're making all these moves. They're trying to keep
Giannis
happy.
Chris Middleton wasn't good last year in the playoffs. It said more about Giannis to me.
I think so.
Time for Giannis to take the next step as a leader.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. And so that's going to be the time is certainly now for and it doesn't get easier. I mean, it doesn't get easier, especially we'll see what happens with James Harden.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like the Nets thing is.
But there's still, still an outfit though.
Because I don't think they want Dinwiddie and all those dudes. I don't think that necessarily moves it for them on that side on the returns. So.
Right. I'm just saying, like, if even just Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving.
Durant, not Kyrie. I don't know. Is that enough? It's still the same Kyrie.
Jimmy Butler and the ragtags, Island of Misfit Toys was enough this year. You know. I mean, that's the.
A lot of that was circumstance. If Miami had to go on the road, who knows if that's
No, you're
the same,
right. I mean, it's true.
Deal.
But they've shown
they overachieved.
The Bucks
clearly.
Can be beaten.
I think it says much about Giannis and down the stretch as anything else about that team. Again, they needed more. Jrue Holiday is more. I mean, it's not just Giannis that was sort of the letdown. They obviously need more. Part of that is on them, though. They didn't keep Brogdon. We've talked about that. You could have kept Brogdon on your own. That said. This Bogdanovich thing is so weird. You don't know if he's going to end up signing with them, if that was a deal where, hey, remember, you weren't supposed to be doing deals beforehand, before the deadline. So is he back already? Does he not want to be there? We'll see, because we had said with him, that was one of the best starting fives, if not the best, in the league. So that whole Bogdanovich deal has been a little bit weird to see.
Yes.
I'm eager to see if he still lands there.
Yep. So anyway, that is the – Matt Moore from the Action Network. Appreciate him joining us on the show today. We'll come back, wrap it up. Big weekend of NFL. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN.
Morning.
How'd you get in my house?
Me? Through the air conditioning vent. It's dark in there.
Go away.
How about some Honey Nut Cheerios?
Cheerios. Do I look like a child to you?
Honey Nut Cheerios are tasty and can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet. Did you just
No.
I'm pretty sure I heard a
It was my dryer.
You might want to get that thing checked out.
Have a change of heart. Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Monday, it's the CBS original comedy, The Neighborhood.
I need at least a month to prepare for a debate, not 6 hours.
Actually, it's 4 hours.
Now my watch is broken, too.
With Cedric the Entertainer, Max Greenfield, and guest star Wayne Brady.
You gotta fund the schools or graduate fools.
You stole all my lines.
Don't worry, I got a plan.
Okay, well, what is it?
Okay, so I don't have a plan.
A new episode of The Neighborhood.
You're gonna have to give them a show.
Monday, 8, 7 central on CBS.
Join Astro Ball author Ben Ryder as he investigates the cheating scandal that tarnished the Houston Astros' 2017 World Series win. What drove the most forward-thinking organization in sports not just to the edge, but over it? Binge the full series, The Edge, Houston Astros, on Radio.com and Apple Podcasts.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that one of the best clothing stores in the entire country is right here in Memphis. I've been telling you about it for years. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. Have you noticed the temperatures are dropping? But don't worry. James Davis is filled with items to keep you comfortable even when you're enjoying outdoor restaurant dining. The nylon quilted vest or one of the performance activewear tops, perfect for these cooler months. They'll have you looking your best while keeping you warm. James Davis also has beautiful sweaters to layer over their incredible selection of sport shirts, and they have sport coats that can be dressed up or worn casually. Beyond that, understand it's never too early to get started on that holiday shopping list. Perhaps a gift card for a Stant custom-made shirt would make sense for that special man in your life. You could pair one of those with some jeans or some five-pocket performance pants. James Davis has the best such selection in town. Holiday deals are now available. Take advantage. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Week 10 of football in the books. Now it's time to review the tape. Get ready for what's going to be an awesome Week 11. Already started with last night. Arizona and Seattle was a great game. Hope you had the right side. I certainly did. Get over there to DraftKings Sportsbook. They're America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 11, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head on over to the App Store now. You don't want to miss this. They're giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when signing up using promo code WMFS. They have endless ways for you to bet, from live betting, betting on your favorite players, props, all that. It is there. Don't worry If it's football, it's not your thing for whatever reason. They got all kinds of other options like UFC. UFC 255 is going to be this weekend. You can triple your winnings, any bet placed. All new users, all that is there on DraftKings. Lots of different ways to win. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code WMFS when you sign up and get a deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's code WMFS and get a deposit bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Tennessee only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, they want help, call or text Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789.
Enjoy an array of hot and healthy dishes with today's Burke's Deal. $25 to Humdinger's Restaurant for only $15. With entrees built around freshly grilled fish, chicken, and vegetables. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Looking to get your business off to a fast start in the new year? It's go time. Switch to Comcast Business today. Get fast, reliable internet on the nation's largest gig speed network. Automatic internet backup to keep you connected even if the power goes out. And cloud-based security so you can protect all your connected devices against new threats like phishing and malware. For a limited time, we're extending our amazing offer. Get started now with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, get double the reward with a $200 prepaid card when you make the switch. Kick your year off the right way with fast, reliable internet for your business. Hurry, this amazing offer ends soon. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Comcast Business Security Agent Connection Pro available for additional monthly charge. Offer ends 2/9/21 prepaid card per company. New business customers. Only 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay.
Looking for a new ride to celebrate the end of 2020? We got it at Gossett Kia's holiday sales event. Command the season and you'll find what you want, need, and love at Gossett Kia on Covington Pike. 2020 Kia Forte, $133 a month lease. 2021 Kia Soul, $148 a month lease. Plus 2021 Kia K5. $189 per month lease. All 36 months, $31.49 due at signing. And don't miss 2020 Kia K900. We Gossett at $10,000 off MSRP. You want it? We Gossett at Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike or shop 24/7 KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
All 36 month leases, $31.49 due at signing. Zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, $650 acquisition fee. Forte LE 242174 MSRP 20,505 sold. M77 55682 MSRP 20,315 K5 MG00 3199 MSRP 25725, K900 MSRP 65610, L602697, L602120. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax title and license with approved credit offer valid through 11/30/2020. Dealer stock only. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
I feel like I'm being haunted by a pair of headphones. Everywhere I go is a creepy ad for headphones I looked at one time. I hate feeling like I'm being watched. I downloaded DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. Take back your privacy with DuckDuckGo.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
And finally, it's been a long week. Man, it's been a long week. Time to sit down with a drink. I recommend Blue Note Juke Joint. Drink it on the rocks. Drink it neat. Make a cocktail. It's all good. It is smoother than smooth. It is bolder than the blues. That's what you get every time you take a drink of Blue Note Juke Joint. Available wherever fine liquors are sold, wherever your favorite drinks are sold. And just $29.99. That's the best part about it. Easy on the wallet. And it is smoother than smooth. Made right here in Memphis. Crafted right here in Memphis. There's nothing better. Go pick yourself up a bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint today. Jason, you told me over the break that there is a movement. There is a movement on the internet.
That may be a bit of an exaggeration. But, yes, a young man by the name of Leslie Mines, and looked a little bit into his bio. He's over on Twitter. He's at Leslie Mines the third, 123. Tweeted this: petition to move the Grizzlies to Nashville, and it's come up because a couple of people who I follow have responded to this young man, and so I looked at the tweet. It's got 222 likes, 12 retweets, and it's a petition to move the Grizzlies to Nashville, and we're like, no, and he's got a bunch of Memphians saying hell no, and bomb Nashville and all this. So I get all that, but I did ask John in the break because it got me to thinking: would you, if you could trade? Right now, we love the Grizzlies, the flagship of the show. But if you could have their Titans and give Nashville your Grizzlies, would you do it? And my initial for you, because Brad, I can tell you, you got an answer.
Mm-hmm.
My initial was, heck no, look what the Grizzlies have accomplished since they've been in Memphis. I mean, now they're the Memphis Grizzlies, not the Vancouver Grizzlies. Removed, look at everything, Core 4, all that. I don't need to take you. You guys know it better than me. Mm-hmm. They're absolute. They're a part of this city's fabric now. Much like the Tigers used to be, that essential part of the fabric, Grizzlies just as much,
yeah.
if not to many, maybe in the younger, more so. And so no way. What do you think, John?
It's a simple math question. I mean, it's just that's
I can tell by the way you answer that what your answer is.
Yeah, I mean, if you just take it's like when you have a kid.
This is interesting.
When you have a child, right? You wouldn't say, "Oh, let me trade that child for another one. I love that child. It's mine." Right?
This is a hypothetical, and then the emotions we're removing from the
for
equation.
For sure. Yes. Because we love the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
We know them.
I also think, like, I'm a hoops fan. I'm not as interested in the NFL as
for
I
sure.
am in basketball.
For
so
sure.
You have those people too. Plus, this is a hoop city.
But I also think too that if in another universe the Titans stayed in Memphis, you would have become an NFL fan because it's here.
Yeah, but there's not enough dough in Memphis to hold an NFL team.
Well, now we're getting into like the realistic
but
part.
Let's
of
say,
it.
Assuming but, there was, but assuming there was
we had the
deal.
Money and the but, types of money.
But yes,
to bring
I mean,
that,
if we could have made a way or presented a case for the NFL to stay in Memphis rather than go to Nashville, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's a no-brainer.
The NFL is bigger, period.
Yeah, there's no question about
it. It's just bigger, man. And you know, there are studies out there. Some studies say pro sports have no impact on cities economically.
Right.
That includes basketball.
Sometimes a negative, they've said, even some of those studies.
It can be because the stadium costs and things like that. But I have a hard time buying that. Because of all the jobs that it creates. I mean, if you think about FedEx Forum, right? It holds 18,000 people. Okay, they're going to fill that arena up for big games. There's Tigers, Grizzlies, whatever. But an NFL stadium is 100,000. You know,
it's numbers. And your point about math.
It's just a numbers
so
question.
More jobs, more people going to games. All
more
that.
Jobs. You're spending more money. I mean, I really think that. And I love Memphis, and I don't ever plan to leave Memphis.
So it's more people in bars before games. There's all of that.
It's just the NFL is the most popular sport in the United States of America.
Fewer games, though.
Fewer games, so that definitely does take away from it. There's no question about that. But the money, you're spending way more money, and there's more people. You know, so 18,000, you know, 100,000, it just becomes a math question. And the reality of the situation is like in some NFL cities, even when the team is bad, they do well. And that ain't going to be the case. In Memphis, right? It ain't going to be the case, or in most basketball cities, if the team is bad. I think we could. What we're seeing in Nashville with the way that city has exploded, I have to believe a big part of that is because they have become a pro sports town. They got the Titans. They got the hockey finally rolling. They're adding a Major League Soccer team.
Right.
That
they're trying to get baseball, aren't they?
Yeah, they're going to get a baseball team. Theo Epstein's going to run it.
No.
Yes. Going to happen.
I just think that it's the tail wags the dog. In other words, the city dictates what you get. The amenity comes from being more money. Charlotte, banking capital of the South, you get a football team.
Yeah.
Nashville, you know, big time stuff happening
for
you.
You're right. I mean, you have to have the
St. Louis.
But
St. Louis having a hard time. You lose your NFL team.
At one point, Nashville wasn't that. There was one point where Nashville wasn't. It didn't have all.
Right.
To John's point, it did. It has changed it.
Well, we used to be bigger than Nashville.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, we were the, especially here in. I mean, if take away East Tennessee, middle to West, we were the big dog.
Yep.
I mean, that's all there was to it. So. I just if back then, if we would have changed, you were agreed to build the stadium and all that, does it change everything?
Even think,
does it change the fact that we
it
were
was
a basketball
not
team?
Some universal agreed upon, hey, let's bring the Grizzlies to Memphis.
No, that and that's what I was going to get to. At one point, this was Tiger Town.
Yes.
And there was, you're not going to take this away from them either. There was a little bit of a they're Vancouver's team, and that's what I'm talking about with the DNA. Like, because you've won here, been here so long, had players they identify, you're Memphis now to the point that you – It's not a deal where it's just it's the Tigers' town. It's you can just as much call it a Grizzlies' town. They changed that. There were people that fought that though early on.
Yes,
that they would never be bigger.
Well,
than
and them. Even like politically, they didn't want to bring the there were people in Memphis who did not want to bring you know the Grizzlies here. So you're only something until you're not anymore. Until circumstances change, situations change.
I thought the interesting part the part of it I because you don't want to. I mean. You love the Grizzlies, John Morant. I can't at this point. I can't even fathom that
exactly.
being anywhere else. But the part I thought was interesting was how you if Memphis gets the Titans, maybe they're more on the move as a city
right.
at this point, like Nashville is. Well, how it changes your city.
Yeah, I thought that was the
interesting part of the argument.
Because
if we're a different city now, if we got the Titans back then, because
absolutely.
Of NFL in your town and what it represents.
And again, it's not
that's interesting.
I'm not trying to ascribe everything that's happened in Nashville. To the Tennessee
well, you
Titans.
Can. No, it's not.
But
I think it's
emblematic.
The public transportation, yes. man, all of
no,
that.
No, it's
man.
True.
I mean,
but
they got a lot going on.
But I think it's absolutely representative. I think it's absolutely representative of when you have a billion-dollar entity like an NFL team in your city,
yeah.
it's going to – the home values are going to go up. I mean, everything
Sometimes.
Just rises with it.
It didn't happen for St. Louis the second go-around.
Amen to that. You're right about that.
Yeah.
I mean, and they lost them.
I'd love to have the Rams back, but it didn't happen for St. Louis.
It's not always the fix-all, and I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying if I had to have one or the other, I would take the NFL. And that's just
Leslie Mines ain't getting the Grizzlies. Grand. Nashville ain't getting the Grizzlies. That's what we can all agree on.
Would I trade the Grizzlies now? No, I love the Grizzlies.
Dude, now they got Ja and a superstar. That's what I'm saying. That thing's going to go through the roof, the value.
But I sure the hell love the NFL.
I will tell you, the way they support it, I sometimes feel like the Grizzlies are sexier than the Titans in the state. That's just me. I enjoy the Grizzlies.
Yeah,
man.
No, I mean. Well,
Titans been 9-7, 8-8 a long right. time.
And since McNair and those players moved on, they haven't had that transcendent quarterback
that.
Star.
Like,
I mean, you got Henry, but he's not an outspoken athlete star
it's
like Ja.
It's a part
you know?
Of it for sure. Big weekend ahead. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us on the show
Fun
today.
Show.
Thanks to Matt Moore.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, of course, to Rob Doster. And thanks to Jason Lockenford. Gina and Jeffrey up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Listen to 92.9 on your smart speakers. Just say, play 92.9 ESPN. Powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station.
All 36 month leases, $31.49 due at signing, 0 security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, 650 acquisition fee, Forte, LE242174, MSRP 20,505, sold, M77-55682, MSRP 20,315, K5, MG00399, MSRP 25725, K900, MSRP 6516, L602697, L602120, includes all rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title license with approved credit offer valid through 11/30/2020. Dealer stock only. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
It's time for the Kia Holiday Sales Event and time to command the season in your new ride from Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah. 2020 Kia Forte, just $133 a month lease. 2021 Kia Soul, only $148 a month lease. Plus 2021 Kia K5, only $189 a month lease. And they're all 36 months, $31.49 due at signing. And don't miss the 2020 Kia K900. We Gossett at $10,000 off MSRP. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Cool weather's coming soon, and Cowboy Corner's got you covered. Covered with the best outerwear around, like Outback jackets, vests, and dusters. All-season rain protection thanks to being made with breathable, waterproof oilskin cotton. Area jackets and vests with concealed carry pockets provides optimal lightweight comfort and warmth with a soft-shell stretched nylon and micro-fleece backing for breathability and superior heat retention. As always, Cowboy Corner has a great selection of Western boots and work boots for the entire family. Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans on Goodman Road in South Haven.
Amazon is now hiring near you for the holiday season, and they're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages really matters. From boxing it up to sending it on its way, every package Amazon delivers matters to someone. Are you ready to start delivering smiles that can make someone's every day? Are you ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at Amazon.com/apply. That's Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Joe. Joe thinks he's seen it all.
I've seen it all. Golden crusted pork chop? Seen it. Cat with a dog tattoo? Seen it.
But when it comes to identity theft, Joe only monitors his credit and bank statements.
Psh, credit fraud? Seen it.
He doesn't realize that with so much of his personal info out there, his identity could be at risk in ways he might never know about, like a new loan in his name or his personal info for sale on the dark web.
Whoa, didn't see that coming.
LifeLock helps detect and alerts you to a wide range of identity threats. If there's a problem, a dedicated U.S.-based specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock sees threats you could miss on your own.
Oh, now I see what you mean.
Right now, save up to 25% off your first year with promo code AWARE at LifeLock.com.
Did you just say 25% off with promo code AWARE?
I did.
Okay. Now I've seen everything.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on Quicken Loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
The radio you're listening to is about to get a whole lot better because SiriusXM is free now through December 1st. No credit card required. Just press the sat button in your car and hear ad-free music like never before. Dedicated, expertly curated channels for everything from country and pop to rock and hip-hop. Plus sports, talk, and news, and even more available for free on...
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.